Welcome to The Pen That Writes, a podcast where we talk to authors about their lives beyond the books and stories that their environment wrote for them. In this show, we talk to your favorite writers and explore new lines of discussion you wouldn't see in a regular press interview. My name is Ayan, and I'm your host for this series. So let's get started and cue in some intro music. In today's episode, I have a man with many talents. Blessed with the holy trinity of arts, he is a theatre artist, poet, and storyteller. The man who is in love with the dying form of literature that is poetry, and also the motorcycle-themed clock I have in my room. The author of Fractured Reality, Rohit Trivedi. Hello, Rohit. How are you today?
Hello, Anne, and I love the introduction. It's so soothing to the ears on a Saturday morning. I think the day will go really, really nice. Very well, Saturday morning, and now with the podcast, I think the day will be going really, really great. That's what I feel.
So, Rohit, you are a pure artist. You know, you have everything. The poetry, storytelling, theater acting, everything. Do lessons from each particular art form seep into each other and help you increase, you know, your knowledge and experience in all three of them together?
I was a part of Whistling Woods as well. And as a filmmaker, you are taught to see everything. The whole thing is that each art teaches you something on its own. And each art is, in a way, intertwined to, you know, to teach you something. I tell you what. So, for example, let's take each thing at a time. Poetry is an art for the soul, right? You read something, you devour it. And every time you read the same poem, it appears to you differently. For example, daffodils. Daffodils is something taught to us when we were in, I think, third, fourth, fifth standard.
Yeah.
So later again, when I did my Masters of Arts, I did daffodils. We had daffodils as one of the poems to study. And each time the poem was there to, for us to study, we studied it differently. There were different nuances added to it. So In every art, we study something very different. And it changes our personality for the better, because as Aristotle said, that art creates catharsis, which is purging out fear and pity. You know, there are feelings which are never explored by us; they're always contained. So arts gives you a release. And when it comes to acting, we are not blessed enough to live many types of lives, do many professions. But when you are acting, you can do. You can be a beggar, you can be a fireman, you can be an army officer, you can be a lover, you can be a terrorist, you can do anything and everybody, you know? And you can just remove those expressions and feelings and act out and become the character which is given to you as a script.
Right.
So that's the, you know, tonality of exploring different art forms.
That sounds just, because I've also noticed this one thing. I mean, it's not exactly related, but when it comes to writing in general, I find myself taking notes from different sides. Like when I'm writing poetry, maybe there's a part which I wrote in my comedy set that is a pretty dark, pretty dark story that I turn into comedy. But when I convert that into poetry, it's really lovely to see a dark form of poetry forming through something that is basically humorous, which makes me think one idea can be expressed in such different ways via different art forms. Like you said with daffodils, when you studied it in the 10th standard and the primary school, and then in your masters, it's very different. And I guess that's the really lovely part of being an artist with multiple skill sets and multiple styles at the same time as well.
Very true. Very true. Best thing about art, that each form gives you a different emotion altogether. Like, for example, when you're talking about, like, it became funny for you. Suppose you are playing that character, you're acting that character out on film, on theater. You know, it'll give the audience a different appeal Whereas if they read about you as a killer, whatever it is, it gives a different appeal and it becomes funny or it becomes more scary depending on how well it's written or, you know, enacted. So the same thing, the same script, if it has 3, 4, 5 dimensions to it, with the viewer, with the listener, with the, you know, audience, it will change accordingly. So that's why there's this concept of, you know, philosophy called author is dead, where the reader and the listener, you know, perceives the art as its own. And, you know, you kind of, the author, you know, doesn't have to have a physical existence. By dead, I mean, is not physically dead. But dead, I mean, is when an art form is finished. Now it's the reader's call. Now it's owned by the reader, listener, or viewer. And then the viewer decides for himself, for herself, what exactly is it for them.
Yeah.
And they can pursue it in a political way. They can pursue it in a historical way. So nothing is wrong. Nothing is right. It's just the way they perceive. You know, like that story about 10 men, 10 blind men went to see the elephant. And each one found a different piece of it and thought that the elephant is a tusk, is hard as a stone. Elephant is like a snake. Where all of them were right, yet all of them were wrong.
Exactly. I want to talk about theater.
Okay.
Which is, personally, in my own experience, I have not seen people my age go to stage plays. Although I am friends with lots of people who are, you know, directly into theater and all. They don't really call us. They don't really promote their stuff. And I feel that theater is heading towards a, you know, a super exclusive thing. Only for the mindless rich and maybe proper enthusiasts. Maybe basically like opera. And do you think that's actually happening? Do you think I'm right? Do you think theater is going to eventually, in India at least, be this exclusive thing where only enthusiasts and rich people come? Or do you think we're heading towards a more popular era?
I don't feel the rich wala concept is true at all, because agar you can afford to have a 500 rupees ka, you know, multiplex mein ticket to watch a film, you can very well afford to have a 350, 400, 500 ticket for watching theater. But yeah, of course, there is a big disparity in terms of money when it comes. Like, for example, if a show is at NCPA, right? So there is a possibility that the ticket might be, if someone like, you know, a great legend like Zakir Hussain sir is coming, so it might be that the, you know, tickets cost more than 2,000, 3,000, whatever it is. But then again, you have people who can afford that. So when you say about opera, I think opera is a different ballgame altogether, because there are very, very, very niche people who understand. But if you look at theatre, then you have theatre in vernacular languages. You have theatre in English, in every language possible. Like if you just take the example of Mumbai, right? You have Gujarati theatre, which is doing great. It's going houseful. You have Marathi theatre that's going houseful. You have Hindi that's doing a great job. There is English to hai hai. So there are so many languages keep happening. So I don't think so it's going for an end, because see, theater has been there since, you know, in times of before BCE, right? Before common era.
Yeah.
Jab se there are humans, there are people who are performing something or the other. When there was no language, people acted it out that we want this from the Stone Age time. Then they started drawing and stuff. So drawing and, you know, maybe we don't purchase paintings and stuff, and maybe we don't go to theater as much, but doesn't mean that the art form will die. There'll always be people who will, you know, encourage it and go for it. Like, for example, if you see Prithvi Theater,
right.
So it's such a candid atmosphere that, and it's always houseful. Aisa kabhi nahi hota where you can, you know, half an hour pehle of the show, get a ticket. It's not possible, because it's such an amazing place for every artist to go. NCP as well. It's so great. Like all the theaters in the world are doing really, really well. But the thing is, if you see small cities, for example, right now I'm in Nasik, right? I'm born, brought up in Nasik.
Yeah.
So Nasik mein aisa scene nahi hai ki har roz yahan pe plays honge. So that is a different thing altogether. But that's also because of the population and spending and everything. But it's not a dying art. That's what I feel.
Right. It's good to know that it's not dying art, because, you know, growing up, I was exposed to a lot of plays, and it was really brilliant, because the thing is, plays are so much different than cinema, and it's just an experience to be in one. I mean, I have seen pantomimes as well, which are basically interactive plays, and it's so fun to be in those. And the fact that people are trying their best to keep this art alive is very commendable, I must say. Because, you know, if there's no theater, we won't get great actors. Because I feel that all the good and brilliant actors that are in Bollywood right now, that put up a performance like it's their last performance, come from theater. Like Nawazuddin, Irfan, all the both of these people who are basically the greats, they came from theater. And
See, I'll tell you what. The thing is, why theater actors are so phenomenal, like for example, Naseer sir and all these people, because they have put in so much of effort in, like for example, अभी अगर आपका play है, तो it's not like you're performing it in a week, right? You've given it like months of your effort, time, energy, love, care, and it's if you talk to any artist that performs on the stage, right? Even if you have people, जैसे कि इस इंडियन आर्ट फॉर्म के पीपल हु डू भरतनाट्यम एंड ऑल दीज थिंग्स, वो पहले जाके मस्तक लगाते हैं थिएटर को. इट्स देयर कर्म भूमि जन्म भूमि काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग. जब यू आर यू नो इट्स 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 नॉट इवन लाइक अ भूमि थिंग, इट्स इट्स डिवाइन, राइट? इट्स गॉड जो वहां पे बसते हैं, और वो आप उनको नमन करते हैं, अपनी रिस्पेक्ट देते हैं, देन यू परफॉर्म बिकॉज दे आर द वंस. इफ द स्टेज गिव्स यू रिस्पेक्ट, यू गेट रिस्पेक्ट. इफ द स्टेज doesn't give you respect, you as an artist will die from not being a part of the whole extravaganza. But the art will not die. The artist might be disregarded, disowned. And the thing with other film actors, which we feel that they are not getting into the character as much, is because they have not invested time at all. It's just like you're giving आज आपको 3 लाइनें दी हैं, एंड क्या करना है, यहाँ से लेफ्ट से राइट जाना है, ठीक है, ओके, डन. And you have beautiful faces, beautiful hair, and everything else, and that's how it works. But when did the acting play a role? When did you invest time in that? That people don't ask. So that's why there are a few legends who are there in the industry, and there are other people who are trying to be that maybe.
No, because I feel that the good actors don't even get into Bollywood because of the lack of potential as well. Because you look at Nawazuddin, you look at Irfan, you look at Nasiruddin Shah, all these brilliant actors, their roles are always, you know, great. I've never seen them in a role that is bad. And that is not a fault of casting. I just feel it's the fault of scripting. Because I was reading this amazing book by Palash Mehrotra, The Butterfly Generation, and in which he was writing about this this he had a few friends who lived in Warsaw, and they were writing this rewriting an Indian version of a heist film, which I assume was the Italian job. And basically, they would sit with some famous directors, and then the famous directors would say that people won't relate to this, and then they would have to ruin the entire script and sacrifice a lot of the good parts just because the audience wouldn't understand. And, you know, the directors don't want to give that kind of vibe for this. And that is why I feel that theater artists are a bit, you know, exclusive that way. Like, they will perform in good things, and if there isn't a good thing, they just won't do it. So, you know, that is why I feel the quality of acting generally is better than the mainstream film actors. Obviously, there are some brilliant actors like the likes of Alia Bhatt and Ranbir Kapoor. I mean, they're not bad, but I just feel they could be so much better, right?
I think Alia Bhatt, we should not put her in the category because she has shown her mettle. She has done all kinds of films. I think she is one of the most complete actors we have in the industry, who's like
Oh
been
yeah,
that
definitely,
commercial
definitely.
sweet thing, and also arty of him, highway and stuff. So, but see, coming to the story, it's also like and don't forget this fact that at the end, it's a money-making thing, right? It's an industry, right? तो ऐसे कर सकते हैं कि यू नो देयर इज अ ग्रेट प्रोड्यूसर हु मेक्स वन वेरी बिग बजट लाइक अ 100-300 करोड़ फिल्म एंड देन मेक्स टू थ्री करोड़ फिल्म्स यू नो व्हिच इज ऑफ लो बजट टू देम. ऑफ कोर्स फॉर अस करोड़ इज अ बिग थिंग, बट फॉर देम मे बी वन और टू करोड़ इज अ स्मॉल अमाउंट अपेरेंटली. But then again, it's when you see it as an industry, you know, you keep yourself into the situation. Like, for example, if you have right now 5 lakh rupees, okay, you want to invest in a project, so you invest 4, okay, now you get 10,000 back, so you are ruined,
right?
If you again invest the same amount into a bigger project and then you get 7 lakhs, okay. It's amazing because you know you can now invest again for something. You got that much profit back. So in very limited thing, if we see, because you know you also see short films. There are many short films that people are doing, but how much of it people get back the money? I mean, hats off to the producers who do it. They have their channels and stuff, so they get it from advertising and stuff. But it's very limited. Like for example, if you say short film industry, you can call it a proper niche market because not everyone watches it. Like kuch trailer, suppose Bahubali ka agar suppose is a 3-4 coming, so there'll be like millions of views because just of the sheer name of it, it's a mammoth film, right? Wohi agar ek short film hai 3-4 minute ki jitni ki there was a trailer, you'll not watch it because you don't know the actors, you don't know them, they've not been marketing that well because maybe they can't afford that marketing. So that's the whole story about why it's, and the thing about, you know, you said that people not go to Bollywood who have great projects. I think that's also not true because everybody needs money. You need bread, jam and Nutella. So even it's not that great a thing, but it's helping you survive. It helps going there and doing that role.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's about how much you get paid because you need food.
Correct. You can't survive on art alone.
Yeah. That is why I am happy to be sponsored by Reliance Industries at any time. If Ambani is listening to this, please know that I am a sellout.
Right here, right now.
Main toh ready hu. Main toh sab convert karne ke liye ready hu main. So, who is your favorite playwright and why?
My favorite playwright, oh my god, that's a difficult question. But right now, the one that comes to my mind is, you know, Oscar Wilde.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's not just the person as, but like, not just his plays and books, but also the sheer personality that he had. So,
right.
I don't know. I mean, of course, he was more of a novelist than a playwright, but still, I'll tell you what. So, when he entered USA, I think that was the time he'd gone to USA, and what he said was, I have so in USA when you go, they say, you know, do you have to declare something, you know, you are carrying some expensive things or ye wo kuch bhi agar hai, to aise poochte hain aapse, do you want to declare something,
right?
So Oscar Wilde said that only thing that I want to declare is my awesomeness or something like that.
Wow.
Greatness or something. You know, I mean, that's the kind of personality that writes and, you know, shakes up the world.
Yes, definitely.
So, and his life was also very tragic. So I think that's also, being tragic helps you write well. He wrote a novel when he was in jail. So, I mean, there are such people who, you know, when atrocities hit you, they just are creative enough. So that's why I love this person.
Right.
And I love Makarand Deshpande as well. I mean, his plays, if you've seen, they will wrench your heart out. So I love him. Like, he's the, in contemporary, if you say, who's still alive and, you know, kicking.
Yes.
Makarand Deshpande is phenomenal. And he writes both in Hindi and English and Marathi as well, I think. So I think 3 languages, I think. I'm not quite sure if it is true, but I think he has it in 2-3 languages. And it's phenomenal in all of them because he's a legendary guy.
True.
I would love to work with him someday.
I just feel that whenever I look at Makarand Deshpande's news or anything that comes up, it just unke face pe dikhta, this guy's from theater. He just gives off that vibe entirely. Ki ye hai. Definitely. Yes, Makhan Deshpande is great as well. I do agree with that. I haven't got the chance to, you know, follow his work in general, but I have seen a few tidbits here and there, and I really like
Acha.
all of it.
I think it's available on Tata or something. You can watch it. You will not get that feeling. You physically you get that feeling in
Huh, that is why I
stage.
avoid watching stage plays on video, because it doesn't work for me, honestly. It's like ऑनलाइन क्लासेस, कुछ ऐसा नहीं होता मेरे से ऐसा.
ऑनलाइन क्लासेस.
हाँ, एंड दैट कंक्लूड्स आवर टाइम फॉर द फर्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ दिस एपिसोड. जॉइन इन फॉर पार्ट टू, वेयर वी विल टॉक मोर अबाउट रोहित एंड हिज टेक ऑन मे बी फिक्शनल कैरेक्टर्स एंड प्ले राइट्स एंड वॉट नॉट. टू लिसन टू द सेकेंड पार्ट, जस्ट टैप द फॉरवर्ड बटन और फाइंड पार्ट टू ऑन आवर अकाउंट ऑन मेजर स्ट्रीमिंग प्लेटफॉर्म्स. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Thai Bookbox and join our Discord community full of fellow bookworms and nerds from all over the world. I've been saying this from episode one, so you might as well do it now. Stay safe, happy reading, and thank you for listening.